Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's been my great pleasure to have my friend and yours, Matt Rothschild, host of Wisconsin Forward, a podcast that you can find wherever you get your favorite podcast, with me all afternoon. Thanks so much, Matt. I always enjoy our time together. And thank goodness that, I mean, you were here because so much news. Holy cow. We've got a few very, very patient callers that have been waiting to share their thoughts with you and I and the rest of our listening audience. Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, please say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
Hello, Matt. Yeah, I think that we have to actually stick to the Constitution. And that it is just disgusting that people are willing to overlook that because it's required for us to have a probable cause, and these people are supposed to be getting a trial. If they have indeed committed a trial, the Constitution is explicit that you're entitled, if you've committed even an infamous crime, you're entitled to a trial. Get to trial swiftly. This nonsense of racial profiling and stuff like that, for goodness sakes, I mean, that they could actually say, well, Tom Holman, you know, some law enforcement officer look at Tom Holman and see the rumpled guy that he is. Well, that's that rumpled guy. He looks a little suspicious to me. You know, throw him up against the wall and put the handcuffs on him before he has a word out and say, you know, you look a little suspicious, sir. I mean, any one of us could be targeted like that.
Right.
Yeah, that is the concern for sure, Mark. And to me, one of the problems is watching people so flippantly talk about these issues with such, again, language that is debased, that belies the seriousness of the matter, and which is, at base, straight-up racist. I mean, the message is very clear. It's, hey, if you're white, don't worry about it. Nobody's bugging you. That's the message. And if that's okay with you, you know, geez, it's hard to have a good faith conversation beyond that. And I think, you know, what's upsetting to me is when I point that out, that it is dog whistling racism, I'm called a racist, right? Like, that is so, it is like getting gaslit repeatedly. When what we should be saying is, one, let's actually ground our debates in some reality, in some facts, and then let's talk about actual solutions that gets beyond race-baiting rhetoric from the right. It isn't racism to point out the racism of others, to be really clear here. And again, I feel like I got to explain that a few times. Richard, very briefly, because I want to get in this Reagan quote. Richard, say hi to Matt. Richard from Waukesha, and let us know what you got in your mind, sir.
Hey, Richard.
I got some information that sums up how we are where we are in our country, civics. There's a great program called the 30 S word. It's called Democratic Socialism History, from the world and us to all the way up to Biden's election and what's going on, and cuts from all famous people and this and that, and it's just fabulous.
We will check that out, Richard. With that, let's go to the great communicator, Ronald Reagan, and hear some of his wisdom on immigration in this country.
Anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American. Yes, the torch of Lady Liberty symbolizes our freedom and represents our heritage, the compact with our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It is that lady who gives us our great and special place in the world. For it's the great life force of each generation of new Americans that guarantees that America's triumph shall continue unsurpassed into the next century and beyond. Other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close. This, I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner. of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams. We create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost.
Our leadership in the world would soon be lost.
They've closed the door. My, how far the Republican Party has lurched to the right, to the, what I call the fascist right, the bigoted right, the scapegoating right.
We can do better, and we deserve better, and sometimes I think it requires us all to try to turn the temperature down. Folks, thank you so much. There has been such great participation on the phone lines and on the text lines today. Matt and I deeply appreciate that, and I know many of you get a little frustrated when I give some of our conservative callers and texters some airtime, but I truly believe even when the conversation isn't productive, the act of trying again to have the conversation is productive. It matters. It matters deeply. We have to keep talking. Otherwise, what's left? We continue these great discussions every day right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow I'll have Jim Santel with me. We'll dig into some of these Supreme Court developments, take a review of the Supreme Court term, and have a little fun. Thank you all for being with Matt and I this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.